Right now, the Alaska Shield drill is still going on in some cities across the state. Communities are acting out a large earthquake and tsunami so first responders can practice dealing with the fallout from a major natural disaster. And on Alaska, emergency workers and even volunteers who were just helping out got a major workout.
We have 250 people displaced and we'll be registering them. Some of them will be housing through the night.
That's William Cross. He usually manages the city landfill, but during the tsunami simulation, Cross was in charge of a pop-up Red Cross shelter at the Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation. He and his volunteer staff had to sign in dozens of locals and make sure the visitors obeyed the shelter's rules. That would have been a lot easier to do if it weren't for Ben Bullock. During the last drill, he ran the emergency shelter, but this time...
What I am, I'm a controller, so I'm controlling these scenarios, so I'm not really involved with what they're going to do.
Bullock lined up a string of community members to create problems in the shelter. He stood back and watched those so-called scenarios unfold.
Two people had huge knives coming down their legs.
Those kids?
Yeah.
Shelter staff got wise to the trick. They stopped the young boys and offered to hold onto their hunting knives behind the counter while they toured the facility. But not all of the scenarios were that easy to handle. Laura Leisure signed up to play the role of a confused elderly woman who lost her dog when the tsunami sirens went off.
And I can't find him, and I'm very upset about that. I'm very upset. So I have to go home. My heart's starting to act funny. I'm going to cut myself in tears.
Don't do that.
So my heart's acting funny. I've got to have my medicine. I take it twice a day. How's that?
It was good enough that when Leisure walked into the shelter, volunteers swung into action. They found Leisure's medicine, an empty pill bottle she'd planted at home, and they spread the word to find her lost dog. While the shelter had their hands full dealing with the human side of the disaster, city officials were busy with logistics. At the police station, cops and municipal department heads gathered to form an emergency operations center. From there, they took stock of the fake tsunami damage and coordinated a response to it. Here's Police Chief Jamie Sunderland.
Our search and rescue operations continuing. We probably need to check with operations on that. Does that continue? And if that is complete, we need to perform some kind of security operations.
That's good practice for dealing with an ongoing natural disaster, but the ability to act fast is just as important. That's why after the earthquake drills ended, the police spent a day responding to their own fake scenarios. Locate a lost hiker stranded at the bottom of a ridge and hop in a boat to recover the body of a possible suicide victim on a remote beach. It might seem like a strange way to end a natural disaster drill, but disasters can take lots of forms. The safest way to prepare is to be ready for anything. Natural disasters and human ones, too. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.